one real, you know, king of the jungle. Now, when they placed the food on, you know, 5, 7, 8, 10 places, the lion, the king, you know, the male lion, he went to different places and he smelled the food. And whichever part he liked, he started eating. So I saw many, many people from around the world coming in to see how lions are being fed. So I asked our host, is this what happens every day when lion eats? He said, lion doesn't eat every day. He eats only after a week. This is the one time that he's going to eat in the whole week. I said, subhanAllah. You know, the king of the jungle, so much muscle power and everything. But how much does he eat? Once a week. That's it. They feed him once a week. So lion was very hungry, has not had food for 1 week. And all the lionesses and all the cubs were also hungry for a week. But so much was his strength and so much was his, you know, was his presence, that when he was smelling all these other, you know, he was smelling that raw meat, the lionesses and the kids, they could not come close. And from whatever place he liked, he started eating. And they were just watching, the lionesses and the children. Can you imagine? Your children who have not eaten for 7 days and finally you get food, who's going to eat first? The children, right? They're going to eat first. But here the lion is eating food. And then I was shocked to see this other thing. That when he ate for like 15, 20 minutes, one of the lionesses who was probably very hungry, she was very far from this lion. And there was some food lying by. So she attempted to have a bite. And as soon as he saw that she's trying to eat, he came closer. He gave her a tight slap. And she ran back. So that means even if you're hungry for a week, and if you're the lion's wife, you cannot eat till the lion eats himself. So that means this selflessness is what, you know, differentiates humans from animals. That is why those people who are more selfless, who care about others, they are liked by everyone. Every civilization, every nation, every religion, they like people who are selfless, who care about others, who think about others, who do khidmah, who do volunteer work for others. Now, there have been many, many people in the world who have done this. Who have done, you know, public work and who have helped other people. And people praise them and people write about them and all that. But the Prophet ﷺ is one entity that not only people have talked about his selflessness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also talked about his selflessness in the Quran. And how does Allah mention it? Look at the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his selflessness. Allah lays down exactly how selfless this beautiful human being is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Azizun alayhi ba'adittun. That when there are things that, you know, that come to you which are of no benefit to you, and things which are destructive for you, he feels not a burden. He doesn't like those things. And he's always thinking about giving benefit to you. Harisun alaykum. Now, this amount of selflessness can only come in the hearts of your parents and nobody else. So in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that the way your parents care about you, this is exactly how your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cares about you. Now, this is the height of selflessness. People like us, who have some amount of selfishness inside of us, we cannot imagine this type of selflessness because we cannot be like this. So that is why it is the height of selflessness. The reality is that the more selfless you are, the more benefit you give to your own self. This is the actual reality. Why? Because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the one who benefits other and who thinks about giving benefit to others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts giving benefit to that person. So in other words, if you are truly a believer, a mu'min, it is a firm belief that the more you help others, the more it is going to benefit you. The more selfish you are, the more destructive you are to your own self. That is why the Prophet ﷺ is at the height of selflessness. There is no comparison with anybody else. The Mashayikh have said that because the Prophet ﷺ is an example for all of us, so his selflessness is also an example for all of us. No other selfless person can be compared to the Messenger ﷺ. So the scholars have said that there are four differences between the selflessness, selfless people of this world. So there's four differences between the selfless people of this world and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first difference is mistaken. The first difference is that those people whom we call philanthropists, people who help others in this world, they're generally rich people. Allah has given them a lot of money, and they spend a lot of money, right? And even sometimes there are disbelievers who spend a lot of money. In fact, if you look at the world today, people who have a lot of money are non-Muslims. And these people who have a lot of money who are non-Muslims, they spend a lot of money on other people. But the fact remains that people who spend on other people, who benefit other people, are those people who themselves are rich, who have a lot of money. They have billions, they spend millions on others. But our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one entity who spent when he had money, who spent even when he did not have money. So Imam al-Tirmizi narrates this incident, that at the time of the Battle of Khandaq, there were 1,000 companions. They were all digging the trench, right? And the Prophet ﷺ was with them digging that trench. And the reason why the Prophet ﷺ was with them is generally the Prophet ﷺ would participate in a lot of wars, and sometimes he would send people to participate. But in this one, he participated himself, digging the trench, doing this hard work, labor work, from the morning till the evening. The reason was that it was a time of famine. There was not food. There was not enough food for anyone. Very little food. So there was nothing to eat, so people might lose interest in digging the trench. So the Prophet ﷺ also joined them, so that they have this emotion and they have this, you know, desire to do this work. Now, 5 days passed, 6 days passed, and there was nothing to eat. Ali radiallahu anhu came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he showed, you know, his stomach to the Messenger, and there was a piece of rock tied to the stomach, and he said to the Messenger, "O Messenger of Allah, it has been 3 days, I haven't had a single morsel of food, I still haven't had a single bite of food, and my intestines that are hurting so much that I've tied this rock to my stomach." And when he said this, Ali radiallahu anhu, at that point the Prophet ﷺ also showed him his own stomach. And there were two pieces of rocks. And he said, "O Ali, I swear upon the entity who controls me that it has been 5 days and I haven't had a single bite of food." Just imagine if you have to do labor work, digging the trench from the morning to the evening, and there's nothing to eat. So Jabir radiallahu anhu saw that there was, you know, clear, you know, he could see clearly that the Prophet ﷺ was about to fall sick, and he has lost weight, and he felt very bad. So he ran to his house and he told his wife that, you know, whatever you have, just cook. I'm bringing the Prophet ﷺ into our house to have some food. What do you have? He said, "We have nothing in the house. Nobody has anything. We just have this small, this baby sheep. Yeah, small sheep. If you want, we can cut the sheep and we can make some food. So Jabir said, okay, fine, just do this. You know, I'll slaughter the sheep and you make some food. And I'll go and I'll bring the Messenger of Allah. So she slaughtered the sheep and he ran to the Messenger. While he was going, the wife said, well, you know, this is one sheep. Maybe you can bring two or three friends of the Messenger, two or three companions also. They can also eat. So he said, and he went to the Messenger of Allah. He said, oh, Prophet of Allah, you can come. My wife has cooked food and she's going to cook some bread also. And you can come and have food at her house. And you can bring a few friends as well. Because my wife has slaughtered a small, you know, baby sheep. As soon as he said, you can bring some friends, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up and he made a big announcement to 1,000 people that Jabir has a feast at his house. And he said, I can invite some friends. You're all my friends. We all go to his house. 1,000 people. We're now ready to go to Jabir radiallahu anhu's house. They were all hungry. And Jabir radiallahu anhu was like shocked. My wife has told me that you can bring in how many people? 3, 4. How many are coming to the house? 1,000. And we all know this feeling, right? When we bring more friends in the house, they may want to cook food. What does the wife do? What does the wife do? Right? She becomes very angry. And you get a real good, you know, you get a real good lecture after the leave, right? And sometimes while they're there, you still get this lecture. So Jabir was very, very shocked. What am I going to do? Now, the Prophet could see that he was very disturbed and he was very, you know, he could not think. So the Prophet said, Jabir, calm down. Don't worry. Just go back. Tell your wife not to remove the lid from the pot till I come. And not to start cooking bread till I come. So he ran to the house and he told the wife, you know what? The Prophet ﷺ is bringing 1,000 people. And the Prophet ﷺ said, don't remove the lid from the pot in which the food is cooked. And don't start, you know, don't start cooking the bread till I come. So when the Prophet arrived, 1,000 people. Just imagine 1,000 people coming in the house one evening. So there was, in those days, there were like, you know, big plates or big pots in which 8 to 12 people could eat. So that pot was, you know, brought. And the Prophet himself poured some of the food into that pot. 8 and 12 people would come, and the wife started cooking bread. 8 to 12 people would eat at one time. They would eat and they would leave. And then other 8 to 10 people, 12 people would eat. And this is how people ate. All of them finished eating. After these 1,000 people ate, then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jabir, bring some for me as well. Allah. Who was the guest of honor? It's the Messenger, but he said, no, I'm not going to eat till these 1,000 people eat first. So when they ate, then the Messenger said, okay, Jabir, bring some food for me. And then the Prophet himself ate. And Jabir thought that the Prophet also ate very well. Then the Prophet said, Jabir, now you should also eat. So then Jabir sat down, he also ate. And when he finished, the Prophet said, no, you should eat some more. So he ate more. Then the Prophet removed the lid from the pot. Jabir says that it was as if nobody has eaten from the food. Allah. So the philanthropist, the selfless people of the world, they had given to others. It was because they had and they gave to others. Our Messenger was different. And his giving was that when he had, he gave, and when he did not have, he still gave. So there are 4 major differences. One is that he gave when he did not even have. But the second one is the most important difference between those selfless people of the world and the messengers of the Son. And what is that? That the selfless people of the world, they helped others, and they helped in good faith, with good intention, and all that. But our messenger, he himself helped others. And he created a whole civilization that helped others. All Muslims now have an obligation to help others. All Muslims, they have to pay zakat to help others. For many, many, many things, the Prophet said that you should give sadaqah. And to the Sahaba, the Prophet said, the best one among you is the one who's beneficial to others. So the whole civilization, all of the Sahaba, they were all people with selflessness immersed in them. Not a single one was selfish. So there's a difference between the selfless people of the world and the messengers. Not only that he became selfless, he was selfless. The whole civilization, the whole nation became selfless. And they left such examples of selflessness that the history cannot provide a similar example. So the Prophet ﷺ left a lot of beautiful examples of selflessness. But the companions, the Sahaba, they left such examples you cannot find similar examples in the history of mankind. So this is a beautiful thing. This is a huge difference between the selfless people of the world and the selflessness of the messengers of Allah. So one of the more popular incidents of this selflessness is when these companions, they were fighting a war. And there was this one companion who was on the ground. And he had a lot of blood coming out from his body. It was a very hot day. This one companion, he saw that my brother is on the ground, he is about to die, and a lot of blood has come out of his body. So he took a glass of water, he took a bowl of water. And he said, let me just give him some water. So he took this water, and he placed it in front of his mouth, it was on the ground. That, oh my brother, drink some water. I see a lot of blood has flown out of your body. And he was about to die. And he was in such pain that he could not even speak. But with his eyes, he told his friend that, look, you are giving me this water. But my friend, he looked at this other side. He said, look at this friend of mine, this brother of mine. He is also in a similar condition. If I will drink this water, he might need it more than me. So in this situation where you're about to lose your life, even at that time, he's showing selflessness. And he said, why don't you go and take this bowl of water and feed this brother of mine? So this Sahabi says that I took this bowl of water and I went to this other companion, and who was really in the same state. A lot of blood has flown out of the body. And this man was about to die. And I said to him, oh my brother, you've given your life for Allah. And you've lost a lot of blood and all that. Please have some water. And I placed this water right near his lips in this hot day. And he says that this man also refused. And he also told me, and look at this other brother of mine. And a third one also was lying down on the ground. And he said, look, he might need this water more than I. So he said, I went to this third person. And when I went there, this person actually died. So I came back to the second one, he also died. When I came back to the first one, he also died. He said, I have not seen an example of selflessness like this. That a person on his deathbed and in need of water is still thinking about his brothers. So the example that the Sahaba had left of selflessness, you can open up the history, you cannot find such examples. So the difference between the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the selfless people of this world is just enormous. You just cannot compare. The Mashayikh have said that there are two more differences, and I would like to talk about these two differences, inshallah. But I think I would like to stop here because we're hitting 9 o'clock. So we'll do the next two differences in the next class, inshallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that those people who are selfless, who open their doors to other peoples, and who are ready to help others, who are ready to invite others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a lot of sustenance. They're always, always happy in this world. So sometimes we think that the key to happiness is only work, 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 work. The reality is, you can work, and you have to work. This work, this life is a place where we do work. But you cannot leave these attributes away. You have to attain these things. These are the things that make life easier, and these are the things that make life livable. If people live only in their own shackles and in their own selfishness, then life becomes mortal. The more selfless you are, the more soft you are, the more your life is closer to the life of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more this life becomes easy, the more the afterlife also becomes easy. So we will stop here. And the last two examples of, or the last two reasons how our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is better than all the selfless people of this world, we will discuss inshallah in the next class. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Maybe short dua and then inshallah we accept the verse. بالحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.